Winslow, the chief executive of Aviva General Insurance, said, "It's too late to stop the effects of climate change from happening, but we can reduce the impact it will have on our lives. Action is needed now to improve regulation about where and how properties are built, encourage the use of resilient materials, and consider innovative and natural solutions to climate change."
This is the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via internet, shortwave, medium wave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in Indian subcontinent can listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,410 kilohertz, every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or BAT 5 and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/EN. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program P.O. Box 19395-6767 Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. I'm here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, my more dear sister and friend, Sister Zainab.
We're discussing some really important, fascinating, and helpful points and hacks regarding pre-pregnancy preps, problems and issues both men and women face regarding their reproductive systems.
Infection in their uterus or in the reproductive system, the reproductive organs. Of course, all these suggestions that we are introducing to our respected audience are just suggestions. And
obviously,
of course, If there are serious problems, they will have to refer to their physicians, or even if they want to use herbal medicine, there are herbal doctors that they can refer
prescribe
to.
Prescribe something proper.
Exactly.
For them.
But these are very good for general information, like some of the herbs that they can brew or some of the things. They're really not that harmful.
Yeah.
But it's very, very careful that a lot of the things, points, or instructions that we've been providing in these series of episodes, they are to be taken one by one. Do not use all these herbs together or all these different kind of methods all at once.
Just because it's natural doesn't necessarily mean it cannot damage you.
It could hurt your body.
Like magic mushrooms are natural too.
Exactly. So for one very popular remedy for women with infection is that this was very interesting as I was going through it. Pomegranate skin.
What?
Pieces of pomegranate skin.
Yeah.
To cut it into pieces.
Soak it in water.
And boil it in 2 cups of water.
Uh-huh.
Then drain it.
Right.
And leave it in a big tub.
Basin.
Add some more hot water to it and sit in it.
SubhanAllah.
It's great.
We literally have a narration that says Allah has put the cure for all illnesses within nature.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously pharmaceuticals would never want us to find out because they'd go out of business.
Yeah, but even when you go to herbal doctors and they give you powders that you can mix it with water, boil it and drain it and then use it in a bathtub or in a tub, you can smell
the
herbs. Yeah, exactly. Also, as we said, in the case of men with infections in the urinary tracts, women with infections in the reproductive system, they can use vinegar.
Yeah,
cider,
diluted.
Natural cider, right? Apple or grape cider.
Mm-hmm.
These are great remedies for inflammations. And
so basically you dilute some cider and then you rinse yourself with it.
Yeah. Or you sit in a tub where you have like 1 cup of cider mixed with like a lot of hot water.
Mm-hmm.
You sit in it for like a couple of minutes and then you
wash yourself up,
right. Also using onion and garlic.
Yeah.
They're
raw honey,
exactly. These are antibiotics, natural antibiotics.
Exactly.
Now, these are solutions that you can like drink or you can apply, like, you know, wash yourself. There are also a very interesting formula where you mix 7 seeds, and these are very good for cleansing the uterus and to help making it more healthier, right? So the first one, black seeds, cucumber seed, onion seeds, carrot seeds, sesame seeds. These are 5.
Mm-hmm.
There are 2 more, hay seed and linseed, flax.
Yeah, flax seeds, wild flax seeds.
Flax seeds and hay seeds. To mix these 7 magical ingredients, in equal portions, to grind them, and every night have one spoon of them and to sleep. So they're really, really good for the ovaries and for your
reproductive systems and the health of your
uterus. Exactly. Also, one instruction that is used for men and women, we mentioned for men, for deprecatory powders. Use the deprecatory powder because of the chemical ingredients inside the deprecatory powders. They are extra good for infections and for it's a kind of detoxification of the body. Also, the massaging oils to detox the body and to help purify the uterus. You can use sesame oil, cinnamon oil, ginger oil, black seed oil, and also violet oil. Every night, you use it beneath your abdomen, you massage it, and you wrap it, and sleep. Also, cupping. These are really, really good solutions for people who have infectious uterus, ovaries, or, you know, the reproductive system needs some help. These could be really great.
Or to prevent any illnesses along the way, basically, to keep yourself fit and healthy.
Exactly.
Because we always need that boost constantly. We need to be mindful and we need to take proper care of our bodies. It's the only body we've got, really. And many of us women, at some point in our lives, another human being will be depending and eating off this body. So it's important for us to invest in it profusely and spend a logical amount of time and money to maintain it and strengthen it and keep it healthy and fresh and energetic.
Exactly. Sometimes we pay so much attention to out of like on the surface self-care, like your skin, you spend so much money and time to like buy really good brand cosmetics or hair shampoos, hair products. These are really good self-care
steps
to take, but also pay great attention to your internal organs.
Exactly.
And as you said, a healthy mind is in a healthy body. A healthy body is in a healthy mind.
And it doesn't matter how many expensive, over-the-top products you apply on your skin and on your hair. If your hormones are out of whack and
exactly.
they're out of balance, it's going to affect your appearance. You're going to have breakouts. You're going to have acne. You're going to
exactly.
have hair fall.
Exactly.
You're going to have dark circles. You're going to have sleeplessness.
Freshness of your skin, to a large extent, depends on how healthy your internal organs are. And
definitely.
One of the most important internal organs of a woman's body is her uterus.
Yep.
Right,
we're going to be back after a short message. Don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
For joining us again on Muslim Lady. I am here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili, and we're talking about tips and points regarding reproductive systems, problems and issues, infections.
Another very good tip for a healthy uterus is flax seed, which is a very rich source of vitamin B and omega-3.
Nice.
Right. So it also helps people who have migraine, who have constipation, and who have a lot of pains during their menstrual cycles.
Interesting.
Yeah, so what you have to do is to make it into a powder, this flax or linseed, make it into powder, or just like, the seed itself, you eat it.
Eat it whole. Sprinkle it on a salad.
Yeah,
eat it,
exactly.
Put it on your rice.
Exactly. Also, what you can do is that brewing it and sitting in the water containing the seed is very good for the woman's reproductive organ.
Though.
Yeah, you have to sieve it, right. This is another one. One other hint or suggestion is lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender, brewing lavender. It has great therapeutic effects on the body and on the woman's reproductive system. And if there are any abnormalities or toxicants in the body, it helps to purify it. How can lavender be used? Use a handful of lavender along with 5 cups of water.
Mm-hmm.
You let it brew slowly. You put it in a
tub.
And you sit in it.
Right. After you've sieved it. These are really interesting points. And, like, the good thing about it is that they're literally off the counter. You can find it almost anywhere, especially if you're living in Middle Eastern countries. Like you said, these herbal stores have been so prevalent and people are returning to nature and a lot of shops and stores are providing us with these resources nowadays, and you don't have to spend too much money on it. It's really easy. The process is simple and easy to get your hands on, and the benefits are countless.
Exactly.
Just make sure not to use it in excess.
Exactly. And not to use like 2-3 different ingredients together,
at
unless
once.
It's been directed
yeah.
to do so. We talked about the uterus to some extent. One other organ in the woman's body is the fallopian tube, which is two precious, small and delicate structures in a woman. The fallopian tubes are tubes along which the fertilized egg or the egg travels, and then it meets the sperm. They fertilize and then they travel to
the uterus.
Right. And they are hairy inside. They're hair-like extensions. So inside, these hair-like structures help the egg to travel from the ovaries all the way to the uterus.
Right.
And on the way, it meets the proposal that it has from the sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And if it accepts the proposal and gets married to it and conceives, they go to their new home, which is the uterus.
That is so adorable. I've never thought of that like that before, and that's all the time we have. On today's Muslim Lady, where we were talking about the many remedies, tips and hacks a woman can look into in order to keep herself and her uterus healthy, how that will lead to a healthier body, healthy skin, glowing hair, and her overall wellness. Ladies, this is some important stuff, and we need to pay more attention to, invest in more, definitely. That and so much more on further episodes of Muslim Lady. Thank you so very much for being with us. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Salam to all our listeners, and in fact plenty of salams to you all on the occasion of the day on which God Almighty perfected religion by ordering his last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to declare Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, as his vicegerent whilst returning from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage. So let us contemplate upon an aphorism by the leader of the pious and the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Failures are often the results of timidity and fears. Disappointments are the results of bashfulness. Hours of leisure pass away like summer clouds. Therefore, do not waste opportunity of doing good.
This is IRIB English Radio. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
The light.
Conservation measures have managed to bring the world's most endangered cat back from the brink of extinction. In 2002, there were less than 100 Iberian lynx left in the wild. The situation prompted officials in Spain and Portugal to save the animal through a captive breeding program. They also tried hard to fight poaching and reintroduce rabbits, the cat's major prey, into the wild. By the end of 2020, there were over 1,100 Iberian lynx living in the two countries, most of them in Spain's southern region of Andalusia.
The main cause of death for wildlife, certainly in the natural environment, is related to human activities. Roadkill, poaching, unwanted encounters. So the less interaction they have with humans, the better.
Despite the successful measures, the International Union for Conservation of Nature still lists the animal as endangered. It's estimated that the species will be out of danger only when its population surpasses 3,000. Urban development, hunting, and roadkill are the major reasons of death for wild lynxes these days. Brazilians have come up with a creative idea to combat population, that is pollution, and global warming: repopulating mangroves. The project is aimed at reforesting an area equal to 75 football fields in Guanabara Bay. Organizers hope to make the biggest mangrove garden in the country. Mangroves, which usually grow in tropical regions, are essential to maintaining water quality and clarity. They filter and trap sediments, heavy metals, and other pollutants. Mangrove forests are also able to store 3 to 4 times more carbon than other forests.
A mesmerizing hot air balloon festival has got underway in the U.S. state of New Jersey. The sky was littered with nearly 100 beautifully colored hot air balloons in different shapes, captivating every viewer. The awe-inspiring event brought together COVID-wary citizens to experience joy and jubilation amid health restrictions. Pleasant weather made the experience all the more enjoyable. The 38th annual New Jersey Lottery Festival of Ballooning is likely the largest outdoor entertainment event in the tri-state area since the pandemic began.
Nostalgia is in the air in Paris as the streets of the city are enlivened, that is, with old vehicles. The French capital has hosted an annual parade called Summer Crossing of Paris. It brought together over 700 vintage cars, motorbikes, buses, and tractors from all over Europe. The route started from a Vincennes castle east of Paris and ended in the southwest of the city. Drivers crossed the iconic monuments such as the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe.
It is extraordinary because the automobile industry heritage and the Parisian architectural heritage, which is obviously absolutely fabulous, echo each other. We are driving through all of Paris's most beautiful squares.
The 14th version of the event drew hundreds of enthusiastic visitors from across France. People were asked to wear masks and keep social distancing because of COVID-19. Tehran municipality has inaugurated an art garden that puts on display Iran's art and culture. As Youssef Jalali reports, the cultural facility aims to reconnect visitors with Iran's rich past amid increasing preoccupation with modern lives.
Sit back and enjoy the beauty of Iran's ancient culture. In Kushk Art Garden, located in the heart of Tehran, visitors get to learn about Iran's music, literature, painting, and calligraphy, far from the hustle and bustle of modern life. Kushk hosts Iranian artists who create masterpieces that have their roots in thousands of years ago.
Miniature painting has been around in Iran since thousands of years ago. In miniature, we paint flat images with a myriad of details. We avoid adding shades to make it as flat as possible, since in the past, Iranians believed that divine light gives shape to everything.
Metal engraving first stepped into existence 7,000 years ago in Iran. It is the art of incising decorations and metals. In this workshop, I will be available every day for visitors to see how I can turn metals into beautiful handicraft.
Kushk is part of a bigger project dubbed Art Garden. The cultural complex consists of an art lake, poem and literature house, music house, and Kushk Garden, each trying to promote an aspect of Iran's culture. Tehran municipality says it inaugurated the peaceful place, for it says cultural identity has been overshadowed by modern technology.
This precious place was a much-needed initiative to preserve the Iranian art and culture. As time goes by, technology gets more and more intertwined with our daily lives, and our genuine culture slips into oblivion. We need to have such cultural centers that safeguard our cultural heritage.
The Art Garden is situated on Abbasabad Hills in downtown Tehran. In recent years, the area has turned into a tourist attraction that houses structures that combine modern technology with ancient culture, such as this large pedestrian overpass called Tabiat Bridge, and the Middle East's largest planetarium, dubbed Mina Dome.
Kushk will be the last piece of Tehran's art garden, and will be a hotspot for a range of cultural activities, all aiming to revive the ancient Iranian art and culture, which experts believe have become a lost piece in today's hectic life. Youssef Jalali, Tehran.
Palazzo Farnese is one of the most famous palaces in Rome and is being used as the French embassy. However, some of the rooms there are not open to the public. Now, an artist has come up with a creative way to show the historic building to everyone. An Italian artist known as JR has created a mural art installation on the French diplomatic mission in Rome. The artwork is equivalent to a virtual hole and shows what the building would look like if there were no outside walls. JR has conducted similar dazzling projects on other buildings, including a mural in the city of Florence, providing people with a sneak view of architectural masterpieces.
Cockatoos in Sydney suburbs have learned a new way to scavenge for food, opening wheelie bins with their beaks and claws. Australian researchers have found out that the parrot family birds are learning the ability from one another. Moreover, the scientists have discovered that cockatoos in different neighborhoods have distinct styles and approaches to pry open the bins. Although the birds opening bin lids seems to be a simple action, it shows a more complex behavior pattern that proves animals can learn, share, and develop subcultures.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
In some rural areas, online education during the pandemic seems a challenge, as students do not have access to smartphones. In the Indian state of Jharkhand, teachers have come up with an innovative idea to tackle the problem. Turning walls of houses into blackboards is the solution. Under this circumstance, students can learn in the open air while maintaining social distancing. Teachers use loudspeakers to manage the classrooms. Parents welcomed the idea as most of them could not afford a smartphone and a fine internet connection. They also built platforms for students to sit on while attending classes. There is a famous quote, "One should always try to turn every disaster into an opportunity." A Swiss hiker with Parkinson's disease has put that saying into practice by hiking more than 1,100 kilometers across the Alps. Yves Aubusson, suffering from the disease for more than 16 years, completed the challenge in less than 100 days last year. During his journey, he scaled high-altitude peaks and crossed nearly 100 mountain passes. Aubusson says his first goal was to inspire fellow patients to be active even if they are gravely affected by the incurable disease. But, he says, his major motivation was to raise awareness of the debilitating neurological illness, which is little known.
What motivated me to do this hike is that I wanted people to know better this disease that is so little known. So I did something that I think was important and that maybe people will relate to. The fact that I did this hike, some people understood it more than I hoped. It went beyond our hopes.
The 52-year-old hiker, previously a professional golfer, is now planning for a new challenge that includes a bike and a tricycle. But he believes that if he could encourage other patients to do sports, he will definitely win his challenge. Burpees are one of the gym exercises that many consider it either a funny workout or simply avoid to do. But that's not the case with a Brazilian man who set a new Guinness World Record with 951 burpees in just 1 hour. Cassiano Rodriguez Liriano, a professional mixed martial arts fighter, completed this feat nearly a month ago that was later verified by Guinness record adjudicators. Liriano says he was driven by a promise made to his niece, Rebecca, who was born with a severe heart disease, and the gym set up a fundraising effort for her. Liriano had originally aimed for 1,000 burpees, but fallen short of that mark due to a leg injury he sustained 2 days before the feat.
I'm tired. It didn't go as smoothly as I thought it would go. I'm in so much pain now on my leg because I got hurt. And But I'm very, very happy with the accomplishment and in being able to help my niece. So that's the most important thing.
Luriano has not met his family since moving to Singapore in May 2019. He says the only way he could help them is using his athleticism. The previous world record was held by a Canadian who performed 879 chest-to-ground burpees within the same time limit in March this year. In the US, creative designers are trying to raise awareness about the environmental issues in a fun and playful way. A climate change-themed mini golf course has recently opened to public in New York City. It consists of 18 holes, each one featuring an environmental problem or a potential solution like habitat loss, energy efficiency, and emissions. Designed by local artists, the course is made with recycled materials.
Climate change and the environment are such important topics right now and important issues that faces all of us now and will face us in future generations. So by bringing the environmental issues to the forefront in a fun, playful way like mini golf, it really sparks the conversation and helps folks understand the scope of the issue.
Visitors have welcomed the idea, saying it's both entertaining and educational. Organizers say all of the money made from the golf course will go to two local environmental groups. Let's go to Ukraine to meet the world's oldest tennis player, who has been playing the sport for over half a century. Leonid Stanislavski, now 97 years old, has competed in various world championships. When he was a 30-year-old gymnast, he started training tennis three times a week. The Guinness World Record holder is now practicing for the 2021 Super Seniors World Championship, which will be held in Mallorca, Spain. Stanislavski believes that people can play tennis at any age.
It's an elegant type of sport. It's good physical exercise. It is a beautiful game, and there is one more thing about tennis. You can play tennis no matter what age you are.
The world's oldest tennis player revealed his secret to a long life, a combination of good genes and regular sport. His goal is to live to 100 years old and take on prominent tennis player Roger Federer. The old athlete also wishes to make a parachute jump. The largest museum in the world dedicated to the study of space has made its debut in Shanghai, China. Inspired by the orbits of celestial bodies, the layout of the building has no straight lines or right angles. The museum, designed by New York-based Anid Architects, is intended to create an immersive experience for visitors to engage in a real astronomical phenomenon. For instance, visitors can take a trip into a starry night in the optical planetarium theater.
What we aim to create is a real environment for people to look up to the starry sky. To achieve this goal, we've installed a high-precision planetarium projector at the center of the theater, which can project the sharp spots of stars on the screen with countless optical fibers. The demonstration effects are very vivid.
After moving through the museum's galleries and curving hallways, the final area visitors pass through is the sky space of the inverted dome. The viewing area of the inverted dome is about reducing almost all separation between people and the stars. The opening follows a 5-year construction process in the city's Lingang district.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum, happy Eid. On today's special, we're gonna speak about Eid al-Qadir.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين. ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه. اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه. أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
Today Thursday is the 18th of Dhul Hijjah, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Murdat, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of July, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid! We offer you thousands of congratulations on the great Eid al-Qadir.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راهي.
Imam Ali, the herald of unity, unity as prerequisite for administration of justice. Imam Ali alayhi salam believed that the administration of justice was a divine obligation and never considered it right. If Muslims acquiesced in discrimination and justice, when the society is divided into two classes of the oppressors and the oppressed, while the former age gluttonous and the latter are hungry, Islam does not allow Muslims to be indifferent. That was why Imam Ali alayhi salam himself accepted the heavy responsibility of caliphate. In this regard, he stated, "Behold by him who split the grain to grow and created living beings. If people had not come to me and supporters had not exhausted the argument, and if there had been no pledge of Allah with the learned to the effect that they should not acquiesce in the gluttony of the oppressor and the hungry of the oppressed, I would have cast the rope of the camel of caliphate on its own shoulders and would have given the last one the same treatment as to the first one." Today is Eid al-Qadir. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wabin astaheem. In this episode, we are going to talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam as the exemplary personality of the Islamic unity and integration in the Muslim world. Imam Ali alayhi salam had many praiseworthy traits, I mean, both in terms of social acceptability, religious piety, knowledge, and so on, such that when Imam Ali alayhi salam was nominated as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad, we find that right after this nomination took place, publicly speaking over there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed another Quranic verse to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that, اليوم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I've perfected your religion. We find that the nomination of Imam Ali alayhi salam as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a corollary of the perfection of the Islamic religion, or viewed otherwise, we may say that the Islamic religion wouldn't have reached perfection unless Imam Ali alayhi salam was nominated as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, as we know, unfortunately, soon after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of some conspiracies, some pre-planned schemes and conspiracies, Imam Ali alayhi salam was pushed aside from leadership. Yet we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was really the bravest man in his time, never fought those people who were selected as caliphs. It doesn't mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam agreed with that kind of decision. Rather, Imam Ali alayhi salam saw that the greater priority, the most important aspect, lies in the political integrity and homogeneity of the Muslim world.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين. ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه. اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه. أيها الناس، الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
What made Qadir so important? Qadir was a matter of establishing a criterion, although the Holy Prophet's advice was not heeded later on. Until the end of time, Muslim can use this criterion to determine the main path of the Islamic Ummah. Choosing the best time for declaring his successor was not up to the Holy Prophet, rather it was decided by Allah, the Exalted. Deliver what has been revealed to you from your Lord, the Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 67. This is not to say that the Prophet did not know about the issue of imamate and wilayah before the revelation. He knew about this issue since the time he was appointed a prophet. Moreover, the event that happened during his 23-year prophethood left no doubt about imamate and wilayah. But wilayah had to be publicly declared at the most strategic time, and it was declared after a divine order. That is to say, declaring wilayah was a divine message that the prophet had to deliver. Later on, when the Holy Prophet told the pilgrims to gather in Qadir home and declared this divine message, this ayah was revealed to him. You can find it on the Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 3. Today I have perfected your religion for you, and I have completed my blessing upon you. Islam and divine blessings were complete on Qadir. Allah told the Prophet that Qadir was the day when his enemies despair. This is to say, the criterion was determined. From that day on, Muslim could see the criterion and the end doubts whenever they opened their eyes to the realities. This shows the importance of Qadir. Please accept our congratulations on this great event on the day of Qadir Khum.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
Policy making features in the mannerism of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the part that we're going to listen to. In politics, he would never resort to lying. Another characteristic of political behavior of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam was that he did not resort to oppressing people, telling lies.
and carrying out oppressive measures. At the beginning of the Commander of the Faithful's caliphate, some people said to him that he should show some consideration for the influential personalities in society, and that he should give them a larger share of public funds. They said, "Do not make them disobey you, rather you should attract their hearts." He replied, "Do you command me to achieve victory through oppression? By Allah, I won't do so, as long as the world goes on, and as long as one star leads to another in the sky."
All of you know the Battle of Uhud. The Battle of Uhud was an amazing day. It was a day where Allah tested the believers. In the Battle of Uhud, of course, many of the companions, they disobeyed the Prophet. And the Prophet was surrounded by his enemies, and someone in the midst of this commotion, there was a stampede, someone shouted out, "Laqad mata Muhammad." Muhammad is dead. The Prophet fell, his front teeth broke. So what happened? Almost all of them retreated. Many years later, someone asks Amir al-Mu'mineen, "Oh Ali, in the Battle of Uhud, almost everybody ran. Why did you stick around? You didn't run. Everybody ran. Why did you stay firm? Your feet were firmly planted." The Imam says, "Go ask the people who ran. Ask them, see what they say." So this person, the Rawi, he goes and he asks, many of the companions were still alive, "Why did you run?" They said, "Because someone shouted, 'Laqad mata Muhammad.' Muhammad has died. And we ran because we thought to ourselves that if Muhammad is dead, there's no point in fighting. If Muhammad has been killed, there's no point in fighting." So he comes back to Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says that I asked them why they ran, why they retreated in the Battle of Uhud. They said because someone yelled out that Muhammad has been killed. And if Muhammad has been killed, there's no point in fighting. You know what Ali ibn Abi Talib says? He says to me, "If Muhammad has been killed, the reason why I stayed is because if Muhammad was killed, there's no point in living." Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "If Muhammad has been killed, I want to fight and die with him." This is the difference between Ali ibn Abi Talib and others. He says, "I didn't run because if Muhammad, if the Prophet has been killed, there's no point in living after that." هو البكاء في المحراب ليلا. He had these antithetical qualities.
Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah.
Thank you very much for joining us till this part, the end part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Happy Eid and congratulations again on Eid Qadir Khum. We'll leave you in God Almighty's mercy. Have a nice time.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, say, say. Bye now.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.